you ever hear of Tolzien before the last couple of weeks?
No, I haven't. But, you know, going to the game and filling in for, you know, Seneca Wallace, he, you know, I think he played, you know, a pretty decent game. You know, I think he came in, threw for over 200 yards, one touchdown. So, you know, this guy, he can definitely throw the ball. So, you know, we're not taking anyone lightly. I think he runs their system, you know, pretty effectively. And we're looking forward to the game come Sunday.
Andrew, how important has Terrell's play been? And how happy are you that he's playing so well?
You know, if there's one guy, you know, I want to see succeed, it's Terrell. You know, I think he's been through something that, to be honest with you, outside of Thomas Davis, I don't know who's ever come back from three ACL tears. And, you know, to be playing at the caliber, at the level that he's playing at right now, I think it speaks volume for himself, you know, his heart and his passion for the game. So, like I say, you know, if anyone needs to be playing that way, you know, I definitely take my hat to Terrell, because honestly, I mean, I consider myself extremely strong, but I don't know if I would have been able to bounce back the way he's bounced back, you know, from those injuries.
Bill Parcells says you are what your record says, but when you walk in this locker room, it doesn't feel like the 3-6 team. It feels like an 8-1 team. Can you explain why?
I know we're definitely a 3-6 team. You know, we can't mistake that under any means. But our level of confidence is definitely you know, rising each and every week. We still yet to have played you know, the game with all three phases of the game intact. So you know, yeah, we are 3-6, but you know, we're not worried about being 3-6. You know, we're not worried about, you know, winning the last three games. We're just worried about and focus on the week that's ahead of us.
Justin Tuck talked about the fact that he was proud that even when you guys were 0-6, that guys were still confident, still had that pep in their step that you guys were going to get this turned around.
I think that was the toughest thing I've ever been through, you know, while playing this game. You know, being 0-6 is something I've never been at this at any level I've ever played the game. So, you know, just trying to, you know, keep yourself motivated, you know, keep your spirits high and going out there and having, you know, even more intensity that you had the prior week. So, like I said, I think it speaks volume for this team, you know, and it all starts from the top to bottom. You know, everyone from the top to bottom always believed in us and, you know, and kept confidence around here. And so, you know, it was kind of, you know, a snowball effect for us to keep the same confidence.
Charles, do you have any doubt that Eli and the guys in the offense will turn it around at some point?
Do I have any doubt? No, I don't have any doubt. I've never, ever had doubt in those guys. And, you know, I think we all know who our offense is and what they're capable of. And, you know, as a defensive player, you know, to be honest with you, I can't really worry about what they do. You know, I mean, our job as defense is to go out there and shut teams out. And, you know, if they don't score, they don't win. That's always been my mentality. The offense is going to take care. They're going to do what they need to do. So defensive-wise, like I said, you know, our mentality is if they don't score, they don't win.